Bill Monroe, when he found that instrument in 1943 or 44, whenever he bought it in this barbershop in Miami, Florida, that became his musical partner. He probably wrote a few instrumentals with the F-12 that he was playing, you know, the short neck, short scale, but not many. And I remember just hearing him, Charlie, his brother, Charlie Monroe, do those songs. And I could, you know, from 36 to 39, you know, I could tell the difference in Bill's playing from 36 to 37, 38, you know, and man, he started getting a whole lot better and just faster and cleaner as he play. But it was still that thinner sound, you know. It wasn't the Monroe sound that we all come to know and come to love. But that instrument truly became his partner in music. I mean, I think if he had stayed on that F-12, bluegrass music would not have sounded like it does. You know, I mean, I honestly do. I don't think it would have had the characteristics, because being able to even have more notes to play, he played all of them. I mean, he played all the way up and down. I remember playing his mandolin one time at the opera. I said, can I play your mandolin? He said, yeah, go ahead there. Then I get it out of the case and I'm playing it. That's back when I was playing country music a lot, you know, so I wasn't getting to play the mandolin as much as I am now. And so I was just playing, you know, and I'd go up here on the neck, you know, and play and, you know, just do some stuff. And so I put it down and put it back in the case. And he said, did you hear any place on that mandolin it didn't sound good? I said, no, sir. It sounded great everywhere. He said, thank you.